Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Pirates, this digi year.
It's a hit, nigga.
you hit, nigga. If I slide through when I jump out on you, this shit, nigga. If I slide through when I jump out on you by this bitch, nigga. I had to slide through and jump out on you by this bitch, nigga. I don't love that bitch. We got rich, nigga. Your squad gang. Mess big, nigga. I'ma press down. By the lick, nigga. I'ma let the bitch buy some new shit after this lick, nigga. Yeah, cash lord. I got the bitch, nigga. I had to jump out on you already, though, by this bitch, nigga. Mess fresh out. They done popped the gates. Let's boss up on these bitch niggas. I couldn't wait. I went and bought a chop. The state bought a chop. Fuck a 40 cap. Bitch, fuck a clock. This headshot's middle fuck around with this murder clip. I done fucked around and checked some hoe money out another bitch. And I done fucked around and checked some hoe money at that other bitch. We'll lay you down by the safe, nigga, and some other shit. Yeah, some other shit. What's some other shit? Another op nigga trying to kill niggas with this honey clip. So it's Mando to keep quiet, nigga, on some honey shit. And it's Mando to keep sliding, nigga, trying to murder shit. I just stay time. By the state line. Now I'm back home, round a nigga bitch getting FaceTime. Fest tell a nigga gone big back, just don't take time. I'm from the big back, nigga, fuck around with the state line. We from Frisco. Nigga Frisco. These federal agents wanna put down these pistols. That's exactly what these bitch niggas gon' snitch for. Blood fresh out, nigga, fuck around with these pistols. The queue going up. Say the lick, nigga. I'm on third, nigga. Yep, you say the lick. I play a bitch. I don't pay a bitch. Get me a bruh move. Might have to slay a bitch. Bitch, baby daddy get shot in the face by some hater shit. Bitch, cross game, niggas fuck around on this cater shit. Free boom, nigga. Fuck the president. Get this blast squad, my murder gang, and we having shit.
You don't know a part.
The metamorphic musician and I stay in tune
to the hottest internet radio station in the universe.
Behind the scenes with the host Curtis and Niecy Lee.
Every Sunday night.
Every other Thursday night.
10 p.m. sharp
and 9 p.m. Eastern time.
You better check in.
You better check in. Yo, this your boy Curtis and T. This your boy Curtis and T. Behind the scenes radio with my co-host. Why are you so quiet?
Listen.
The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Yo, tonight we got butter from the motherfucking block, nigga. Black light! I be saying. We got a butter from the motherfucking block. Battle rapper. Man, we're going to get into it with him. We're going to talking like how he got into it, and you know, I've been watching a couple different battles that he just we gonna get in before. Yo, listen, we're gonna play like two more tracks, then we're gonna get into the end later on behind the scenes radio. You send your music to bhindthesenaiarplay@gmail.com. That is behind the scenes airplay at gmail.com. Make sure that you send them in MP3 format only. Won't take no links, won't take no MP4s, only MP3 because we can't load them up onto Blog Talk unless you send them in MP3. Also, make sure that you send all your social media information as Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and all that other stuff because we own everything also. And that's basically it. Just send your music in. If you shit hot, we're going to play it. You may even get a free interview. I don't know. You shit that hot, we're going to get you on. But let's get back to this motherfucking music, man. The next track that we're going to play is my homeboy from Philadelphia. Yo, met homeboy when we was homeless and everything. And, yeah, we've been working our way up together. Yo, this is my dude, man. Firebird. Lose Yourself on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
What up?
My party people, we all up in the club. It's going down and I'm feeling your love. Let's get it crunk up in here. Put your hands in the air. All my ladies keep shaking it up. Cause this is the kind of vibe. If you're looking like you don't want a party, you might end up outside of the club. This is the kind of vibe. If you're looking like you don't want a party, you might end up outside of the club. I feel like I'm in a movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody, yo. So let's pop champagne and get boozy, yo. My party people don't lose the flow. Pump your fist and live in the music, yo. You'll feel better when you lose yourself. When you lose yourself. What up? Vibes amped up, cause fire's into his house. Dames looking at me like they wanna give me jizz out. So I'm singing even harder while it heads into the beat. If they was feeling for the fire, well I'm here to bring the heat. And my crew is in the cut, so you know we bring the beat down. For them haters in the club, act the fool and you get rebound. Back to the music, cause I gotta move my feet, yeah. Back to the music, cause I feel like I'm in a movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody, yo. So let's pop champagne and get boozy, yo. My party people don't lose the flow. Pump your kiss and live in the music, yo. You will feel better when you lose yourself.
Yeah.
When you lose yourself.
Yo.
What up?
I'm surrounded by bright lights and amazing people. In the club, getting it poppin', everybody equal. What up, my party people? We here to party, let's get it started, let's go retarded. I don't want no trouble, I like the groove. Prove, I am smooth, new dude, not rude. Yes, that's my mood, old school but new. Brave, that's why they like me, cause I tell the truth. But hey, I feel like I'm in a
movie, yo. In the Matrix, getting groovy, yo. Ain't nobody in here looking moody,
nah,
yo. So let's pop champagne and get boozy, yo. My party people don't lose the flow.
No.
Pump your fist and live in the music, yo.
Yeah.
You'll feel better when you lose yourself.
Yeah.
When you lose yourself. What up?
Birthday. birthday.
It's your birthday. They been on. It's your birthday. They been on. It's your birthday. They been on. It's your birthday.
This is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Max Groove, famous motherfucker. Back. Anyway, so this is your boy Kurt DNT, Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is, once again, 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk to Butter from the motherfucking block. Butter from the block. I got to say his name right? Butter from the not from the motherfucking block, Butter from the block. Right. We got to say it right. All right, so Butter from the Block, raised in West Philly, started rapping at the early age of 9 years old with his family, mimicking songs from Biggie Smalls as well as raps from Beastie Boys, spitting to his friends to entertaining. It didn't take long to catch on to the art of freestyle. At 13, he wrote his first 16 battle rap, his battle rap journey started at between the age of 14 and 15. The early days were mostly freestyle battles in the hallways of school. I was doing that shit too. I was the one. I was the one on the desk hitting it with the pencil and the pen. Anyway, he attended Bartram May Building for ninth, but graduated from Lamberton in Overbrook Park. He also attended Cheney University in 2004, where he got his name up through rapping. Though rapping and being in the mix up in Cheney, he met a, I don't know how to say that role, plethora of Philadelphia-based artists and DJs, including Chick Raw and DJ Difference, who recognized his talent. He has also battled on URL, RBE. Some of the most notable battles are New Jersey Twerk, Enes, Cortez, Chef, Dre Dennis, Ty Law, Shotgun, Shook, Bill Collector. I don't know, just go. Hey, look, go Google that, man. That's all you got to do is go Google it, man. So, everybody, I want to give you a warm welcome. This to Behind the Scenes Radio. This is now Butter from the motherfucking block. What's up, Butter?
Yeah. Black Light, we're in the building, man. Behind the Scenes Radio, Kurt Nisi, thanks for having me. Hey, Kurt, man, I like how you was just chopping up that bio, man. You was like, I couldn't read that word. I think it said plethora. You know what I'm saying? That word was plethora. You know what I'm saying? A plethora. But no, man, I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me so much. You know what I mean?
Anytime, man. Every time. You know what? You know why I had to get you on the show, man? Because every time, every event that I go to, I don't even see.
Yes,
you know what I hear? Black Light! And that's how everybody knows you're in the building. I'm telling you, every video. Yeah. He the
Facts.
One that came up.
Facts.
Yeah, he came up with it. Yeah, you've been to... No, you only went to... Well, you did. You went to the first one. That was the one with where they had the fight.
Right.
It was a fight there. Yeah, when, yeah, remember, because...
Yeah, and I was curious.
Mm-hmm. That's when Bill got into a fight with somebody, and then you came to you went to another one. I think you only been to two, and each time you went, he was there talking about Black Lives. You heard him.
I just know I heard him.
That's him?
Yeah, repping for the gang.
All right, so, So, let's talk about Black Light. How did Black Light get started, and, like, where did Black really
Facts.
Come from?
Well, Black Light, it started, I want to say, about 2007. I mean, between 2007, at first it wasn't really a name. Like, basically it was just a movement that I was trying to put together, me and a couple guys that rapped in my hood, you know what I mean? But I wanted to come up with a name that was, like, more different than just, like, a Death Row or a Bad Boy or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rockefeller, like, I was trying to figure out, like, you know what I mean, what can represent me, so... my man, shout out to my man Monty, you know what I'm saying? He helped me come up with the name or whatever. We was just outside, you know, probably smoking some weed and shit. We looking at the streetlights, and like he said, he seen orange, black, and blue. So we took the word black, you know what I'm saying? And then black was dark, and I was like, you know what? Black light, everything gets revealed under the black light. And that's kind of like how the name came by, you know what I'm saying? So Black Light, I mean, then we got Black Light Entertainment, Black Light Music Group, you know. And we carrying it, you know what I'm saying? Black Light, yeah, that's the movement.
Yeah.
I mean, you're Black Light. Nisi's Black Light. Everybody's Black Light. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a gang or, you know what I'm saying, a specific. It's just something that we can all vibe to. You know what I mean? Whatever in the dark comes to the light, you know, everything gets revealed under the black light. You know, we got a lot of quotes for it. But, yeah, you know, I felt like it was very relatable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very relatable. And when you go to the club, the black light. That's what you know what I mean?
That's a
I
fact.
I love black light.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you got a black light on you, it shows everything. It's going to come out.
Yeah, for
sure.
Everything gets revealed under the black light.
The whole little concept. Yeah, the whole little concept that you came up with. I like that. All right, so let's talk about like how you actually – let's talk about how you actually like got started in – let's talk about school. Let's talk about training because like I was reading like the first bio that you sent to me and I had to work with it. But let's talk about school and what happened, and let's talk about that.
Shout out to Channing University, 2004. You know, that's you know, first, you know, one of the first the first HBCU, you know what I mean? So shout out to Channing University, 1837. 04, I went to Channing, and, like, you know, I just want to say shit went lit. You know, high school was dope, but, like, once I got to college, like, it was like, I don't know, like, the world moved fast, you know what I mean? Shit was turned up. So by the time I got to college, I was rapping, you know, ciphers, you know, just having fun partying or whatever. And it was just so many people that used to come a party. Like, I'm talking about, like, everybody. Like, I done seen Meek Mill, Reed, Kaboom, NH. I mean, so many people from Philly that, you know what I'm saying, got a handle on shit. E-Ness, you know what I'm saying, Scrap Metal, you know what I'm saying, you know, shit like that. You know, I done seen so many people come up there. So I actually had a chance to cross elbows with some of these dudes. And DJ Difference, the one who helped, like, Meek Mill get on, you know what I'm saying? He was actually going to Channing with me. And, I mean, I used to just think he was the T-shirt DVD man. You know what I'm saying? He sold T-shirts and DVDs. I didn't even really know who he was, like, at that time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I don't know if I was taking rap serious, like, to the point where it was, like, I was trying to, like, you know, get famous off of it, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But I was hot as shit, though, running around the campus. And, you know, we was having fun with it. So I remember he approached me and was like, yo, Dan, what you going to do with this music? You serious? You know what I'm saying? And I kind of laughed it off, you know what I'm saying? But then I realized a couple years later it was DJ Difference. And I seen him a couple times. He been showing me love, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But, yeah, like, it was crazy, you know what I mean? So shout out to Channing, you know what I mean? That's how I got started up in Channing and shit. But situations happen. I wound up getting kicked out of school because I got locked up in Channing my second year. You know what I'm saying? My second year, I got locked up for a robbery or whatever. And, you know, shit just kind of like, that's when everything just took a turn. But, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to cry about spilled milk. You know what I'm saying? Every situation happened for a reason. But once I got back home, I had a chance to reevaluate some shit. And then, like, I just kind of, like, started locking in, like, with who I was as an artist. So, like, and I started picking it up, you know what I'm saying, battling more, traveling in different hoods, you know what I'm saying, just getting my name known in Philly as opposed to, like, putting music out, you know what I mean? So that's how that shit, that's around that time frame, you feel me? I don't want to get too long-winded on that. Yeah, man.
Right. I understand. All right, so let's talk about family support, and, you know what I'm saying, because I know family is a very big thing. Just to everyone, and we want to know, like, what's, like, your family support, your moms and pops, grandma, brothers, sisters, kids, you understand? So let's break that down, and let's talk about family real quick, because family is very important.
No, family, I mean, fam first. I got that tatted on my arm, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, was my first tattoo. Like, family is always important, period, you know what I'm saying? Good, bad, or ugly, you know? Because without the family and that core support, you know, sometimes you might lose yourself in this world without, you know, the people guiding you back to, you know, that, you know, your tradition and who you are, you know what I'm saying, and where you come from. So family is definitely important. In terms of my family and the support, my family know what I do. They support me for sure. Like, you know what I mean? They want me to go harder, like, if anything. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got a tendency to, you know, well, I think we all had this, but, you know, I got a tendency to, you know, sometimes procrastinate, you know, at great things. You know, you just do a little enough to get by as opposed to, you know, putting your all into it, you know. So I think they want me to turn it up even more outside of just battle rap, but, you know, with the music as well, because I'm, you know, I'm multifaceted. So, you know, I do the battle rap and the music, but they want me to, you know, hurry up and put some music out, and they ready for me to do my thing. But I've been getting so much support from my cousins and intermediate cousins and all that, you know what I'm saying? They come out to my shows if need be half the damn time. I done battle so much now, like, I don't even have to call them to every particular battle, you know what I mean? That's how much they support. So, but they willing, you know what I mean, to travel with me and do all that. So, you know, it's love. My mom, she fuck with it, you know what I mean? My pop, he be proud, you know what I'm saying, like that. You know, I be traveling or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know if they understand it the way I would want them to understand it. Like, I don't think they know what's going on. Like as far as, like, how the internet be buzzing and shit. But, like, they do fuck with it, though. You know, my mom always give me kudos, and my pop just, you know what I mean? He might, like, love a picture on Facebook or some shit and just be, like, sharing it. Like, yeah, that's my son. You know what I'm saying? So, it be love. And my daughter think I'm hot, too. So, I mean, that's dope. Oh, let me not forget my girl, because that's my family, too. You know what I'm saying? I got to shout her out. Shout out my baby. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next. Like, well, let's talk about the kids, man. You know what I mean? Because let's talk about the kids and the children, because I love kids. I got two of my own. I got an 18-year-old and an 8-year-old. So let's talk about the kid and the influence that you're having on your child.
All right, well, salute to my daughter. I'm not going to say her name on a, you know, radio, but salute to my baby. You know what I'm saying? She's 10 years old. I only have one daughter. You know what I'm saying? So I had her in 2010. You know what I mean? This little girl's like everything. Like, she's like everything I wish I could express, you know, at a young age. I'm talking about confidence, intellect, and knowing that, you know, having that intellect but not afraid to use it. Whereas, and I might have had intellect, but me coming up in the hood, you know, if other young boys was being ignorant, I was like, all right, you know what, let me be ignorant too, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm, you know what I mean? You know, but she's very confident. And as far as the influence, you know, I'm a single dad. You know, her mother is in her life, you know what I'm saying? But we have both have custody of my daughter, and my daughter has lived with me multiple years. If anybody knows me, knows that. And, you know, I'm like everything to my daughter. You know, I show her that, you know, hard work, we could get it done. When I talk to her about school and as far as conversation, I never was like the type to Google Gaga her when she was a baby. And now, like, we have full-on blown conversations. She's 10 years old. And, like, we talk about the bills. We talk about, you know, things that she might want from the store. So she's very content. Like, she doesn't – like, I remember, you know, we had a debate about the iPhone. Her mom wanted her to get an iPhone. And she told her mom no, she wanted the Note or the, you know, Android like her dad, because she liked the way that, you know, the pictures go and stuff, you know what I mean? And I was like, you know, that's, I'm glad she's not getting caught up in the hype, even though she got an iPhone now anyway, you know what I'm saying? But still, you know, I remember that a couple, that was just like probably like a year ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I think the influence for her to be independent and strong, knowing that we're growing up black in America, is a strong force, you know what I mean? And it's very positive on her. And she, vice versa, you know, she motivates me too. She's heard my music and stuff. She's even given me ideas, like, you know, for little certain stuff, you know what I mean? So, like, she's definitely in tune. I don't let her, like, hear all the, like, raunchy, like, raw stuff. Like, I'll let her hear my music, even if sometimes, like, I'm getting crazy with my music, like, talking. But that, like, battle rap, like, when I be snapping out on the battle rap, you know, I kind of, because it's too raw and aggressive. She can't understand it anyway. Like, as far as she can understand it, but like as far as like all the words and, you know what I mean, the wordplay and what we really saying to people, I keep her away from that. But I do allow her to like be in tune with my music though.
Let's play. Introduce your song. I'm a OG.
All right, let's talk about it. This joint right here called I'm a OG. I made this in the beginning of the year. Kurt about to play that thing. I ain't gonna hold you listening. This is gonna give you a different vibe. It's a street feel. I have other music on different variations, which we're gonna hear tonight. But this right here for the streets, man, is something y'all can feel. It's classic hip hop, man, in my opinion. You know, let's rock. I'm an OG.
All right. I'm an OG, Butter from the Block on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
She brought her friends, I said fuck it, and fucked them all. Feeling like I robbed the plug and got off scot-free. Cause he only charged me half for a whole key. Now it's back to back in my driveway. Skelly on two, got that bitch sitting sideways. Mask in a glove, yeah they know me. I do this for the hood, I'm a OG. Chop in my hand, what you say, nigga? It's a few gorillas and some apes with us. In the villa with like 8 bitches, all hollows, man, in these 3Ks. I hate niggas. I bet these pussies run when that chopper out. I will bag a whole brick in the Waffle House. Feeling like I robbed the plug and got off scot-free. Cause he only charged me half for a whole key. Chopper in my hand, what you say, nigga?
I pull right up on your block broad day, nigga. I knew I'd be the man since 03. Better tell him bottom line, I'm a OG. Chop it in my hand, what you say, nigga? I pull right up on your block broad day, nigga. I knew I'd be the man since 03. Better tell him bottom line, I'm a OG. When they come home, I said it's on me. Death before the signing, yeah, that's on me. Until the wheels fall off, and I'm on E. Shout out to them trappers trying to make a way. 100 grand large, take the pain away. Scale in a bag, it ain't no me. I do this for the hood, I'm an OG. Chop it in my hand, what you say, nigga? I run around with criminals and gang members. You ain't got no hitters, you a lame nigga. And I ain't call my killers cause they came with us. I bet you pussies run when that chopper out. I paid a bag for a brick in your IT house. Feeling like I robbed the plug and got on scot free. Cause he only charged me half for a whole key. Chopper in my hand, what you say, nigga? I pull right up on your block broad day, nigga. I knew I'd be the man since 03. Better tell him bottom line, I'm a OG. Chop it in my hand, what you say, nigga? I pull right up on your block broad day, nigga. I knew I'd be the man since 03. Better tell him bottom line, I'm a OG.
Oh yeah.
And that was Butter from the Block, OG. I'm a OG. Like I like that track, yo. Like I really like
yo,
that track.
And I was just gonna say like that's like OG is like that track is its name. You know what I'm saying? That's from like you know, cause you know, nowadays, you know, everything is about a vibe and a feeling, you know, club. I had to bring it back one time for them. You know what I'm saying? To let them know I can rap. You understand what I'm saying? And still get that feeling for the streets. We could talk that talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, man, I really like that track too, man. I'm an OG. We about to put together some visuals for that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, we about to start flooding them with this music, man. Kurt, I'm about to flood them. Seriously.
Yo, listen, you know, we here for you, man. Shoot them to you. You shoot them to you. You already know we're going to promote it and everything. You already know what we do, man. All right, so, Lisa, got a question for you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the most difficult battle rap you had to prepare for?
The most difficult battle I had to prepare for? Wow. You know what's crazy? I want to honestly say the most difficult battle that I had to prepare for would probably be my URL battle. My second URL battle. I want to say my second URL battle because I battled Henny Man, you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of like media, you know what I'm saying, like coverage, like, you know what I'm saying, like with that, you know what I mean, and all that. So it was like I was going through a lot at that time, but I was still trying to get my rounds done. So it was like taking me like a long time, like the credit, like the piece and craft my material. I was just like struggling at that time, you know what I'm saying, mentally. And then, you know, I wound up getting it done, though. So, yeah, salute to Henny Man. I mean, battle rap trap. Yeah. Butter versus the out of Henny Man. That was my toughest battle to prepare for because it was a big, you know what I mean, it was a big opportunity.
I just want to give a shout out to every battle rapper out there because y'all got to memorize all this shit and then hold your composure in front of this crowd of people. Because I be at the battles, like, it be, like, crazy at the battles, motherfuckers, loud.
Yeah.
It be just crazy, and y'all got to hold your composure in front of the camera, battling with somebody right in your fucking face, snapping the fuck out on you, and I'll be sitting there like, ugh. Like, if that would have been me, I would have punched the nigga in his face, but, like, y'all hold
up.
Yeah,
it get like that.
Or the art of battle rap is just so, like, confrontational, but also it's like the calm before the storm, kind of, because you got to stay calm in the midst of all that pressure, and you got to remember everything, Then if you stumble, like it's just so difficult. And I want to give a shout out to all battle rappers out there because I couldn't do it. Like, I write music.
Yeah, salute
like,
to the culture,
I do it right
man.
Then and there. Salute to all y'all, man. Like, this is crazy. So break down, like, the whole thing of battle rap, because everybody, like, we watch battle rap, but can you break down the sport of battle rap?
Battle rap, the sport, you know what I mean, like, has elevated. Like, it's crazy, man. You know, I've had the privilege to be, like, in, like, different generations of this shit. So, like, you know, it, for me, it's overwhelming in terms of, in a good way, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it started, like, South Bronx, DJ, you know, Cool Herc, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, bringing the hip-hop, and then DJs used to go at it, then break dancing, B-boys and all that shit, you know, KRS-One, then you got Biggie, Pac, I mean, Hov, Nas, Beanie Siegel, Jada Kiss, Style, you know what I mean? Now we here, URL, King of the Dot, RB, that type of shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's fire, bro. Like, battle rap, man, it's a sport, a mental sport, you know, meaning to establish lyrical prowess, I want to say, and also diminishing your character, your opponent's character, you know what I'm saying, through words, man. That shit fire. It's like mental boxing, bro. It's like mental boxing, like real rap. Some of that shit hit hard, and it make you, you know, react and go crazy, you know what I'm saying? You know, even Tyson bit somebody's ear, you know what I'm saying? You know, the shit get crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, you go from boxing to biting the air, and then with battle rap, you go from rapping to fighting, all kinds of shit, you know. So yeah, definitely aggressive sport, but at the same time, it's a mental good game. I love it, though.
Yeah, you have to be very mentally strong. So this is the question. Would you rather, battle with the music or without the music? So which
shout
one? Okay,
Verbal Warzone Battle League. Shout out to Verbal Warzone Battle League. We are the premier league to battle on the beat. Shout out to Verbal Warzone. Shout out to Chosen. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Fire the Misfit. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we are the premier battle league for battling on the beats. So I want to just say that to the culture. You know what I mean? Not only do I battle a cappella, I do battle on those beats. But I like that question, though. And I'm going to have to be honest. A straight-up answer, I'm going to say it's harder to battle on – well, it's a two-sided question, but it is harder to battle a cappella. However, if you can't rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, because there's a lot of people that could just battle rap a cappella and they can't rap on beats. So if you can't rap, then stay away from Verbal Warzone because you're going to get embarrassed. You understand what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a two-sided thing. They both got their ups and downs in terms of, like, preparing and, like, performing. You know what I'm saying? Because on a beat, you know, you got to keep going and you got to be on time and you got to make sure that you land in those bars. Even if the crowd react, you got to keep going. So on a beat, it's kind of tough too, you know. But a cappella, you know, for some reason, it just seems like even though it seems like unlimited time, it's like writing. You're the creator of your own rhythm at that point. And you got to sway the energies of shit up to what? 1,000, 2,000 people if that's the case. From 10 to 2,000 people, you feel me? So, like, that a cappella is kind of crazy, too, because you got to be able to, like, have that energy to make 100 people listen to you. You understand what I'm saying? And think it's hot.
Yeah.
Like, a cappella is kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely tough to do a cappella. Yeah. You can't just come in here and, you know, think you're going to do that. So, it's like, it's the same way for both. You can't be a rapper thinking you're going to come in a cappella and smoke just because you rap good. And then you can't be a pure battle rapper thinking you're going to jump on something with Jadakiss and rap on a beat. That's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
You have to have those certain skills for that skill set.
Yeah, in order to do both. It's a rare few, but some can do it. You know what I mean? A lot can do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some and some that we thought, you know, get exposed. But, you know, that's how it is. Yeah.
All right. So who was your toughest opponent between
my toughest
Ty
opponent?
Law, between, wait, hold on. Who was your toughest opponent between Ty Law, Shotgun Shug, Bill Collector, and Inez?
I can already say Shug was that shit was a piece of cake. I smoked him. Ty Law was a good, fun battle. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got that, you know, whatever. But E-Ness and Bill Collector, I ain't gonna hold you. That's a tough, tough cookie. You hear me? I want to say it was more tough for me preparing for E-Ness.
Yo, listen.
I'm a, No. Say whatever you was about to say. Scratch that. It was tougher for me writing for Bill Collector because I had just came off that Ty Law battle and that Swave Sever battle, and it just so happened me and Bill like been hanging out recently around that time, like, you know, years prior. You know what I'm saying? You know, we was hanging, you know, years before, so like we was hanging out together. So I think that battle was a little bit more tougher, but it was tough for Ness too because he's a legend, and like, you know, I wanted to make sure I did good in front of him too as well for my city. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that was kind of mm-hmm. tough. But I think on a personal note, Bill Collector, because we knew each other. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know Ness too, that's my guy, but it's a different, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
because
I remember in the battle, you both, I think Bill said, he said, even though I'm your friend now, right now, he said, I'm your homie, but right now we enemies, basically what he was saying.
Yeah.
Not word for word, but that's basically what he was saying. And I would feel like it would be harder for you to battle someone that you know personally because you don't want to make it seem like, oh, since I'm chilling with you, now I get to use all your dirt on you now. You feel what I'm saying? Because I've seen that happen in battle with two cats that know each other. They start doing dirty shit to each other. You'd be like, damn, like, that's supposed to be your homie. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So you got to let's go – messing with my muscles. Let's go to the line. You got a call on the line for you. We're gonna go with the area code 304, last four digits 9654. Who this be? Where you calling from? What's the question that you got?
Still, Mr. VI, two fucking Z's. I ain't got no question,
okay,
man. Bro, you know what it is. And saying
V's the outlaw.
You know what I'm saying? It is. Let's call, show my brother some support. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Came
a long
respect,
way.
Man. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
I made that nigga battle.
That's a fact.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. He definitely did. Shout out to V.
You know?
We definitely got to get into it. He definitely made me fucking battle.
I met Butterfly over 15 years ago now. We met battling. You know what I'm saying? That was like before battle rap. We met. The streets of Philly, two different blocks. I come to his hood, we battle. And after that,
that shit was fire. And that's my brother.
If I was trash, I would be friends like that if I was trash. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Yeah,
man.
No, that's a fact. That's crazy. Yep. That's real shit, man. Shout out to my guy, AOG shit.
Yeah, I just had to call up, bro. I feel like I wasn't going to make it because I was at work. I just got off and I had to call up and shit, you know, for love and shit. You already know.
No, I appreciate that, bro, man. We over here vibing, man. My man Kurt, man, shout out to Nisi. You know, I mean, Behind the Scenes Radio, man. They showing mad love. So I appreciate that shit,
man.
Thank you, bro.
Shout out to everybody that show love. As long as we getting our love shown, we doing something right, man.
Absolutely.
So salute the bro for having you on the show and everything. Gave you another platform, you know what I'm saying? Salute to him.
Yeah. You know how we carrying it. And the music, we doing this music now. We ready to rock and roll, you hear me?
Bottom line. But y'all finish the interview, man. I'm gonna go ahead to him back and finish listening to shit, man. Salute to y'all niggas.
My guy. Yeah, we here.
All right, you already know.
Lie.
Bro, I'm out, man.
Lay too, bro.
Appreciate it.
That's what's up, man.
So my next question to you, and this is like getting on some more, not personal, but does it?
Yeah.
Now I'm asking this question because my name is Curtis. And so I ask that don't nobody else ask. And that's
Talk,
just,
brother.
I'm very, that's just how I am. So does it seem like in the battle area, does it seem like when you show love, do you get the same love back or the same amount of love back when it comes to like people showing up to your battles and you showing up and you support, but do they show the same thing back?
What it is what he's trying to ask is, when you support, the amount of support that you give, do you feel as though you get the same amount back?
You know what? It was funny. I was just talking to my man about this this morning. You know what I'm saying? I've been learning even recently in my, years, but even more so recently in the last couple months, you can't expect people to, you know, live how you live or carry how you carry it or stand on what you stand on. So I've been learning lately that I can't, if I do something for somebody and they're not reciprocating that same energy, you know, I'm not going to get myself bottled up with the emotions, you know, and harbor on it. You know what I mean? Because that shit, you know, kind of fuck you up too. You gotta kind of expect that now. But yeah, to answer the question, yes, I have. You know, I felt like I put in mad work, you know, and done shit, and people forget. But, you know, I think that we all, you know, kind of do that as humans, you know what I mean, period, with anything. But battle rap especially, yeah. Because, you know, most of us trying to, you know, make a way out of no way, some of us, you know what I'm saying? But most of the battle rappers, really trying to do this shit, you know, to make a name for themselves. And there's no money in it when you first start, and you really got to grind and be hot, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it ain't like people making money, but we got more, I guess, fame than, you know, I guess they call, somebody told me it's called pseudo-famous. You know, like when you're more famous than you actually have the money for it. You get what I'm saying? You know, and so that goes through your brain. So a lot of people be feeling that. You know what I mean? So of course, you know, sometimes it's like a smaller version of the industry, I would believe. You know what I'm saying? Like you got people trying to make their way to the top. Some niggas will be your friends when you're hot. Then when you lose a battle, they might say, fuck ball. Or when you fall back and, you know what I mean, chill out for a while, motherfuckers might fall back from you and got shit to say about you. But that's just how it go. You know what I mean? I think that's, you know, and you got to be tough for that shit, you know? It's just like the industry, in my opinion. You got to be tough for that shit. It's cutthroat people everywhere.
If there's anything that you would want to change the most about battle rap and the whole culture of battle rap, what would you want to change about it?
I mean, that's a real good question. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Changing something in the culture of battle, if I could change one thing in the culture of battle rap.
Would you say, this is what...
Cause that's a tough question. Like, I mean, if I had to put something on it. Like,
yeah, it is.
Like, because, you know, you got to be real with this shit here. You know what I mean? When you're thinking about that, like, you're like, all right, hold up. You know what I mean? What's realistic? You know what I'm saying? It's a few things. It's a few things, I believe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, I mean, I feel like this is maybe they could open the books up a little bit more. But, you know, I think that's in another world. That's business, my business mind talking. So I think that's just something else. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, artists need to get paid a little bit better. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's the main thing. Like,
oh, yes. I've gotten on a couple different battle rap.
And I don't care if you're just on, like, a fucking top league, you know what I mean? All artists who's like, I mean, like who's generating and garnishing like views on whatever league, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that shit should be getting monetized and we should be eating. But, you know.
Yeah. And I never really understood that. I remember Daylight had said this and I was like, yo, I really thought about that shit. I was like, damn, like that is so true. Like, every battle rapper that has ever battled has no rights over what they wrote. Once you get on that stage and you say that shit, you have gave up all your rights to this shit and you can't make no money off of it. And I feel like that's wrong to the artists that y'all sit there and memorize all this shit, write all this shit and go through whatever the fuck y'all going through. You get on this stage and all you get is $100, $200, $300. You know what I mean? But you're basically like, giving up all your life and your hard work for this fucking battle league, and you're not getting paid decent money. Like, that's like really what irritates me the most. And, you know, I was a part of the battle leagues at one point in time, and I was really a part of it. And that was one of the reasons why I stopped, because I seen that. I was like, yo, like, these motherfuckers is coming in here working hard for this shit. And all you doing is breaking off chains to them. Like, fuck, I can't do this shit no more. You know what I mean? I was getting pissed off for y'all, so I had to stop this shit. So I feel like that's a very big thing. Like, I believe, like, the artist
The
battle rapper should get paid for that shit.
Yeah, and that's real shit. I mean, you know, you've been hearing a few artists, you know what I mean, talking about, you know, their, you know, copywriting, you know, their lyrics and all that, you know, and stuff now, which is a good thing. You know what I mean? It's options and things that you can do to, you know, get yourself, you know, protected, you know, but, you know, a lot of these dudes ain't really, you know, understanding how to do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that's one thing. And then two, you know, it's even more money out there than that. You know what I'm saying? We could build this shit to a whole nother, you know, echelon. But I think, you know what I'm saying, some of the top people, like, need to stop butting heads. That, I guess that, you know what, that would be one thing. If I had one dream in battle rap, is the top motherfuckers at top to stop butting heads. Like, you know what I mean, top leagues and shit like that. Like, I would, but you know, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that would be dope. Because if they come together a little bit more, I think it could open up the floodgates, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If motherfuckers really come together and, like, I could just see, like, a lot of things happening, but I'm just going to shut my mouth because that ain't my lane no more.
No, and don't that feel crazy? Because it's like you don't want to say the wrong thing, but it's like, yeah, no. Like, if they do come together, I feel like that should have garnished some chicken. Like, motherfuckers would get that bread.
It would.
And you know what I mean? Like, it would be great for artists because now and y'all could throw crazy events. Everything gets pay-per-viewed and streamed and all that shit and the money coming in. Come on. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody could get paid. And that's how we become mainstream. Yeah, exactly. And that's how we become mainstream. So, if I could change one thing in battle rap, it would be for them top motherfuckers to stop playing, come together, you know what I mean, work the paperwork out, and then let us, you know what I mean, get mainstream. And then now battle rap culture is just as prevalent as the hip-hop culture we know today, you know what I mean, in the industry.
Yeah. Yeah, I would
like to see that's reality. So that's my answer. Yeah.
I would like to see a reality show for battle rap, like start them in like
it's ready now. It's ready now. You can feel it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It been like that.
Yeah.
They been should have did all this shit. They tried it, you know, Eminem to Slaughterhouse and all that. You know what I'm saying? But you know. Yeah, this shit I'm saying, man, yeah, all that shit could be done, but you know. I mean, you got, you know, I ain't got the money to put you know what I mean, make the motherfucker shut, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Right. Egos and money start getting in the way, and that's how it's always been, man. I've noticed that since I've been around. Like, I mean, the culture's a great culture, though. Like, you meet great people, then you get to see, like, people's different, like, lingos and the way that they be spitting they shit and the way that they bars come out. And like, the last one that we were all at when Bill and who was that? Bill and dude from St. Louis, wasn't it? When they battled. That was a great battle. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, the last one that I went to. When I seen you last time, that was a great battle. You know what I'm saying? And then they had, like, and that's another thing that I love about the culture is if you crack or if you fuck up, the niggas talk about you right then and there. They not waiting until after. They don't start talking
that's real shit.
Why, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And it's just like, yeah, and it's just so real. Like, you can't be fraudulent in this shit. You can't hide it a little bit, but I feel like most of the battle rappers and most of the, it's like family, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like every time I come back around, it feel like, damn, like, it's just back in the day, 10 years ago, you feel what I mean? It just feel like family. Every time I see y'all, it's like, damn, I help start these, and I help, you know, support these men and these women out here that's doing this stuff. So I love it, you know what I mean? All right, so what's something, oh, hold on, let's go to your next track. Let's play... I'll put a bag on it.
All right, so this track right here, You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my guy Cash. You know what I'm saying? This is actually, you know what I mean, the version of my man Cash song. You know what I'm saying? He brought us in on this. But I'm on the hook, and I got the third verse. My man Cash has first verse. And shout out to my man Fire the Misfit. He got the second verse. But put a bag on it. We came in the studio together. We locked in, man. This joint is a joint. I'm waiting for Cash to drop it. You know what I mean? As soon as Cash drop it, you know what I'm saying? With the we getting the visuals and all that stuff, it's going to be crazy for y'all. So, yeah, I mean, I'm fucking with this song. Put a bag on it. Fuck with us, Rough Mix. Let's get it, though.
Is this the first time ever played on radio?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I got the special one. All right, so this is
it's exclusive. Exclusive.
Bag,
this is an exclusive.
Put a bag on it on Behind the Scenes Radio.
Put a
Let's
bag
go.
On it.
Trying to push the dial in a vet. Had to break nights feeling straight white while I ran the streets just to make stripes. Had the fiends biting like a great white. Stand up, nigga, no stage fright. Gotta pay light with your way right. I'm a heavy nigga, so I ain't light. And it ain't light. Niggas even trailing in my lane, they don't see the brake lights. Moving high speed at a fast pace. I've been in my bag like a sack race. In the kitchen mixing with the Pro Tools. No 808s when I add bass. Got a bad case of aggression in me. I'm a hot head with a cool vibe. So much drip, I've been splashing on them like a cannonball at the poolside. Balling like I got a scholarship to a D1. With a full ride. All these diamonds, you gon' need shades. When you see me, I'm a sight for sore eyes.
Ooh, I'm talking about cash, yo. We talking about cash, yo. What that is, I got a bag on. AOG, taking over. You don't wanna lay, get down. So the plug underlay, we need bricks now. Perks, I need me a script now. Green shit coming by the pound. But I wanna smoke, need a zip now. Get body bagged, a zip now. Real shit, see, I don't send them threats. I ain't with the talking all loud shit or going back and forth on the internet. One thing about me, I was in the jack. North nigga, I was born and raised. Freak bitches on they creep shit. I let them eat big, then be on their way. Yo, bitch, them 7 digits. Quick combo, like 7 minutes. 7 L's or 7 shots. You go, yo, bitch. Seven niggas, that's big bag talk. Nigga, you don't drip like that, no. And you get mad, but watch how you act before I let it clip blast off.
Pick it up. Tupac, I hit him up.
Hit him up.
The corner, zip him up. Now the ball bag got living in.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Ruffle Baby. Rocking with the...
This your boy, Curtis ENT.
Yo, and tune in to Behind the Scenes Radio.
The number is 516-595-8305.
Every Sunday night and every other Thursday night,
10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure that you tune
and
in.
And artists, send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com.
We only take
MP3 formatted tracks only.
Yeah, this was so.
We got
yeah.
Butter from the motherfucking block, boy, Kurt ENT. The number is 516-595-8805. So now we're in overtime. No one else can call in. You're online. You can still listen. But Nisha got a question for you. So I'm going to let Nisha ask this question.
Yes. Let's
get it.
Hey, Nisha.
Everything. Hey, how you doing? Everything that's going on in 2020 currently, how do you feel about it? I mean, everything.
Oh, man. Even today, man, I mean, I'm just thinking like, man, it's so fucked up. But I'm in a good state of mind. My family is in a good state of mind. We together, we strong. However, you're just looking out, you know what I mean, you still get overwhelmed just from everything that's happening and everybody around you, you know what I mean, including yourself, you know, us being quarantined, you know, not to mention, you know, but it's just, like, crazy, man. All these rappers getting shot. Benny the Butcher got shot today from what I heard, you know what I'm saying? Boosie got shot yesterday. Rest in peace to King Von. Rest in peace to Mo 3. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace to everybody, man. Like, yo, this is, like, unbelievable, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, we can't run from it. But at the same time, you know, Black Lives Matter. And, the injustice is still crazy. You know, just everything around us. You know what I mean? Like, I wish, you know, we can, like, stop, like, fucking around and start voicing our opinion more. Like, you know, people, like, especially in the culture of battle rap, I want to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we run around battle rap, you know, it's a competitive sport. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we through the midst of us downing each other and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and doing all that, you know, cool stuff, you know what I'm saying? I want to start seeing people, you know, take more initiative, myself included. You know what I mean? Like, when we got big things that arise, even, you know, even in their own neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, with our own selves, I want us to start checking our own selves and friends and homies if we that tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let them know, you know what I mean, what the mindset of leveling up and being positive at a certain moment. You know, you can't control everybody, but, you know, if you're so tough, you know, get to your streets, talk to your young boy, talk to that girl that you know tripping right now, she thotting or something. You know what I mean? Like, you know, be a voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because we get down each other in the ring, you know, let's, you know, go be tough on these streets, you know what I'm saying, get back to our own personal communities. And I think that'll help us as Black people in a culture of hip-hop, meaning battle rap, you know, we just give back to ourselves. So that's pretty much what I was getting at on that, you know, as far as you know, our culture in general, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, 2020 has definitely been crazy. It's been a blessing in my eyes at 1.2 because I realized, you know, how much that life is precious, you know, at any given moment. You know, family's hurting. You got to save for a rainy day. You don't know if the money's coming in, the food's gone, you know, crazy stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's like, you know, and I just seeing people panicking. And it made me realize, you know, I want to be more of a soldier for my daughter and my family and my woman and my mom and, you know, grandma, you know what I mean, and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make sure that, you know, we got that nest egg. So all my people in the culture, too, let's start saving and investing in the right things. You know what I'm saying? What can we be looking forward from Butter? Like, what's the battles that you got coming up? You know what? Let me keep it real. I got a couple of battles lined up. Shout out to Verbal Warzone. We go on February 13th. I'm having a big card all-day event in Philly, location to be announced for February 13th, the massacre, day before Valentine's Day. We have 20 battles on the card. It's an all-day event. I mean, I'm not going to, even talk too much. You know what I'm saying? You could come when you come, reach out to your artist, figure whenever, whatever, but it's an all-day event. We got some hard-hitting battles on there. Butter from the Block versus Madface, Kaboom versus City Towers. We got Fire the Misfit versus D.I. the Henny Man, Cash Bills versus Dub the Phenom, you know, things like that. The Bull Bug versus my brother V's the Outlaw. So it's going down. You know what I'm saying? You know, definitely stay tuned in that. And then I also have a battle, me versus CeeLo. You know what I mean? The owner of Gates of the Garden, me versus CeeLo going down on my man Malcolm's League, No Hood Breed Entertainment. So, you know I mean, we're going to put on a classic for them guys over there in Jersey. And I mean, other than that, I'm working. You know, I got this music that I'm ready to drop. Expect some visuals coming soon. It's really coming, that music. Y'all just heard Put a Bag on it. You know what I mean? Like, that was fire. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even know if they even caught up. You know what I mean? Like, I was out there switching it up on them. So they're not used to me, you know, putting my music out and rapping the way, you know, they might see me battle rapping. So I'm glad we could give them a taste of what we really do artistically. You know what I'm saying? So we about to definitely put that music out, and it's going to be fun. I promise you, I'm ready. I'm not letting 2020 stop me. My family is there. We strong, supporting. So, you know, the fans, you know what I'm saying? The fans give everybody a go when they see you working. That's all I can say about the fans. So you can't get mad at the fans. You know, you just got to keep working. The fans give everybody a go if you're working. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing. Yeah. We working. And you know, and we're going to continue to do that. Yes, sir.
Give everybody your information, how to get a hold of you, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Facts. You can get with me at official, OfficialButtah, everywhere. That's Official Butter. You know what I'm saying? So Official Butter, Buttah, everywhere. You know what I mean? All platforms. You know what I'm saying? All platforms. Any platform you can think of is Official Butter. You know what I'm saying? That's how we carry it.
Now what we do at the end of the show, and you've been on here a couple of times, what we do at the end of the show, we give thanks and what we're thankful for and our shout outs. So we're going to start with Niecy tonight with the shout outs and what we're thankful for. Go ahead, Niecy.
Oh, I'm thankful I have awesome work tomorrow. I'm thankful I didn't work about 50 hours and I have off tomorrow. I have off from work, but I have other shit I do. I'm thankful for the 4 heathen children I have, the 6 badass grandkids I had, Kurt, who worked on my nerves all the time.
All the time?
Not even a little bit of time.
All the time. All the time.
So, I'm thankful for everybody called in. I'm thankful for everybody who listened online, who's going to download it later at a different time, and who's in a different time zone listening. I'm thankful for Butter from the Block and calling and having this interview.
Oh, thank you.
I'm thankful for all the houses I'm checked out.
You always talking about your damn followers.
But unlike you, I don't name drop. Even though I could. I'm thankful for the show that you ready come about eventually.
Let everybody know about the radio show that you're working on.
I'm working on How You Live in Radio platform. Just literally, the name itself is what the platform is. It's how you live a mental, physical, environmental, social, economic, financial, every aspect of how someone can get by in life, that's what the platform is about. Yes, it is.
All right. Butter, go ahead and give your shout-outs. What you thankful for, man?
All right. I just want to say I'm thankful for God, first and foremost. You know, I believe in a, you know, creator. You know what I'm saying? So, thankful for God, thankful for my daughter, I'm thankful for my woman, and I'm thankful for the supporters, man, the people that's, like, really believing in my talent, and that's really important to me, you know what I mean? So, you know, for me personally, you know, I got the family, I got the daughter, I got God and all that, but outside of that, you know, I need y'all, you know what I mean? Because that's what keep me going, make me feel like this is my purpose at this moment in life, so, you know, just to spread my word and show people my talent, so I appreciate that.
Want to give a shout out to the whole AOG gang, the whole Black Light Movement. Shout out my man Molly Papers, Fire the Misfit. That's my brother. Verbal Warzone, Chosen, Extraordinaire, the whole staff. Gates of the Garden. Shout out Dre Dennis, CeeLo. You know what I'm saying? That's my guys. Big Hand, Powerhouse. Let's go, man. Philadelphia. Shout out my man Easy the Block Captain. We working. You know what I'm saying? Dub the Phenom. I'm like, yo, Philly got talent. So, yeah, shout out to everybody, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole people. And I'm not leaving nobody out because everybody know who, you know what I mean, who I got love for. You know what I'm saying? So they know that if I forgot their name. But real rap, you know, so I'm thankful. And shout out to all of them. And I'm appreciative of that. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's late, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Right. All right. So, first, I want to give a shout-out to my mom and dad for laying down and doing that nasty thing and making a fucking god in this bitch. Shout-outs to my mom and dad. I love them dearly. Shout-outs to my sons, both of my sons' mothers. Shout-outs to both of my sons, Logan and Tristan. I love y'all dearly. My mom, my dad, family back home in Kansas City. I want to give a shout-out to Butter for coming on the show and doing this thing on here and blessing the motherfucking mic for Behind the Scenes Radio. Shout outs to Niecy for always holding me down, always being there for me, showing up when no one else shows up. She always does her job. And she never asks for anything in particular and just, yes, except for some good dick every once in a while.
I don't even ask for that.
Ow! Whatever. Okay.
No, I will do whatever without.
I know. I'm just fucking with you. I want to give a big shout out to all the Battle League, all the Battle Leagues out there, man. I want to give a shout out to Trap House Battle League, Bones Beats, and Bill for giving me my start.
Oh yeah, shout out to Trap House. I'm sorry. I apologize, Kurt. I apologize. Shout out to Trap House. Shout out to Bones, man.
Shout out to Bones. I think Bones is in the hospital. He was just on the live. He was talking about
really?
Like something was wrong with him.
Wow.
So I got
I
got
that.
A call.
Wow.
Because I seen that right before we came on here. He was in the hospital, and I didn't have enough time.
Oh, man. Praying for Bones, man. Damn.
Yeah.
That's my guy now. Okay.
Yeah. So big shout out to Bill and Bones, Air It Out Music, Air It Out Radio, Music Notch. Without them three companies, I wouldn't even be I would still be someone, but they gave me, you know, they gave me the insights and talk. Yeah, they got me started in what I'm doing. what you say, Nick? Yeah, they put the ingredients. You just whipped it together. Yeah, you right. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, I can't take that away from nobody. Big shout out for Blog Talk Radio, man, for giving us this opportunity to be able to promote people and giving us the platform to be able to promote people. Basically, if you listen, for any artist, anyone that owns a company, it doesn't matter what you're doing with your life, man. Listen, I'm putting this out here, and I shouldn't even say this, but this is on my heart, right? I'm not charging for this no more. I'm not charging for something that I feel like we should be able to give our talents away without being charged for the talents that we have. God gave us this talent, gave us talents, and we should give the talents away for free. He didn't charge us for a talent. Well, yeah. But they do because it's all a setup and it's the way that the world is. But I feel and what I'm doing it for free. And I feel like I'm giving this away. Yeah. But what I'm saying right now, and the reason why I'm doing it for free is because God gave me this gift. No one charged me to teach me how to do this. And so I want to give it away for free, because I know that eventually it's going to work out for the good. I know it's going to work out for the good. I can see it. It's going to happen. So I'm not charging for none of this stuff. All to get on.
Huh?
Manifestation.
Yes, manifestation. And I'm not gonna charge. I just feel like it's gonna happen how it's supposed to happen, and I don't feel like I need money for it. I feel like the money's gonna come from me and what I'm gonna support my own self. I don't need anyone else to support something that I'm doing, because at the end of the day, it's my dream, and if I want it to happen, I have to do it the way that I feel like it's gonna go. So I'm not charging anymore. The only thing that I ask for any artist that comes on here is for a radio drop. That's all I ask for, is just a radio drop. That's it. So we out this bitch tonight, man. It was a great interview. I loved it.
Yes, sir.
Butter, we're going to have to interview you again maybe in the next 2 years or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we always bring people back on and get an update on everything. You know what I'm saying? But I enjoyed it. And we out this bitch, man. I'll holler at you, Butter. I enjoyed it, man.
All right, bro.
It was fun.
You already know, man. Behind the Scenes Radio.
Already, Black Light, we out this bitch, man.